money, freedom, and prosperity. So what does this mean? Why does it matter, etc.? So one of the funny thoughts I had is
hurry up. Tomorrow?
Yeah. Straight out of the gym, Monkey Fit. Best gym in Phnom Penh, Monkey Fit. Shout out to Viz. Alright. And also Phnom Penh is the new Manhattan of Asia. Alright, so I think good action activity. So some ways to think about this, like money as solidified freedom. So the goal isn't to like have more money to buy more Lamborghinis. The goal is to rather focus on the building wealth in order to gain more freedom. So what's the difference? If you think about money or wealth as via negativa, the general idea is money as a means to not have to work. I mean, don't matter if you're working at one of the big tech companies, as long as you still have to show up to the office, like, you ain't wealthy. The true wealth is time wealth, because it's kind of like bitcoins. You can't make any more of it. And at best, we're gonna live to be like 122 years old. At worst, you might die today, you never know, right? So as a consequence, I mean, simple privilege is like spending the maximum time with your kid. You know, hopefully your kid don't become an orphan. It happens. And I think in terms of stacking money, stacking the future, I mean, even a simple one I have too is no man of wealth. They open up a BYD here. Build your dream, sucker. The general idea is no man of wealth is worth even missing a good night's sleep. Just always prioritize your health over monies. If you were to be happy, just move to Phnom Penh. America's interesting because you can make more money, have access to more capital markets, and become wealthier, but not happier. So yeah, I think that's a big thing to consider, is whether your life goals is to become richer or happier, more powerful, lift more weights at the gym, sleep 8 to 12 hours a night, body a spa, get your massages here, take a nap, or go back to the hotel room, take a nap. And once you prioritize your health, your physiological health, the future is yours.